Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, whenever you hear that song, there's only one man cool enough to pull that off as his walk-up song. Maryland Governor Mr. Wes Moore joins the program. Hello, Gov, how do you do?
Regulator, mount up.
Gov, now, you did last week, you were right. You took the Ravens on Thursday Night Football. That was a squeaker. Last night, we all texted. You were smart. You took the Eagles. You said having B-Rob back is huge, but Saquon's going to be a problem. You were proven correct, sir.
100 yards, man. This second half of the season, he's putting. I mean, he's been great, and you know, I think it also showed that more back fast enough. You know, there is a missing component, and here's the thing too. I mean, I think there are a couple things that we're seeing right now in these past couple weeks. First of all, that Jaden Daniels is just the truth. And there is not a rookie like him in the NFL. That's one. But the second thing is that these last 2 weeks were kind of gut checks for the Commanders, you know, going with the Steelers and the Eagles. And so there is a question about, are the Commanders just yet really a tier A football team in the NFL? And I think that there's, you know, they're showing they're obviously making massive strides and massive improvements, but you got to be able to beat the good teams. And I think that's what we just haven't seen yet.
Yeah. Specifically, we'll get to the rest of the picks, but with Jaden, it seems like whether he's hurt or conscious of the ribs, or it just seems like it's gone a little bit different the last couple of weeks. Have you noticed that too?
You know, I mean, listen, I have, but also, I mean, what was he last night? Like 22 for 32 for like, you know, 200 yards. I mean, that's not a bad stat line, you know? No. So yeah, I mean, is he putting up Lamar Jackson numbers? No, but I think most NFL quarterbacks would take the kind of stat line that he had last night and say that was a pretty good night. So, you know, I do think there's probably some tenderness. He probably is still playing through pain. This is his first NFL season. But damn if he's not still putting up some real numbers.
For sure. All right, should we get to the rest of the picks? Gov, you're on fire. You're 34-18. You keep having great week after great week. And we could start with your boys that have a huge matchup this weekend. You want to go Ravens-Steelers?
Yeah, let's do it. And I'm going Ravens on this one. And even though I tell you, I mean, this Steelers team, they really are showing that they are a top tier team. You know, at first I really was saying that, you know, hey, this is you know, kind of like, you know, beginner's luck with this new quarterback matchups that they have. But they really are a quality team. The only thing I think is important to keep on remembering is Derrick Henry continues to be on a roll. Mm-hmm. And I think that the Steelers run defense is going to have a really difficult time trying to figure that one out. And the other thing is that the Ravens, you know, this is like the Steelers Ravens at the bank is something that is just absolutely just must-see football. The bank is going to be rocking on Sunday. And I just think that that's a very, very intimidating environment for anybody, particularly when it's a rivalry game. So it'll be a close one, but I think the Ravens pull this one off.
That one's going to be fascinating. And just the level of physicality whenever those two teams match up is always pretty.
Mike, they're going to bring it with Mike.
Yeah, both sides.
No, they will. And Mike always brings it, but especially when it's against the Ravens. Like, this is personal. This is the robbery. I mean, this is Army Navy. This is Ohio State Michigan. This is the rivalry game. And so you always know that each team is going to bring their A game to this one, and each team will. I just think that the Ravens are more talented.
I tend to agree with you, especially if you look at what Derrick Henry is doing. I mean, Brian and I watched Saquon in person last night, and he looks awesome, but Henry still looks kind of a step ahead even. It's just what that offense can do is pretty remarkable. Do you worry at all about Russ, though, on the other side, just how different things look?
No, I think he's good. I mean, this guy, Russ Wilson's the first ballot Hall of Famer. Mm-hmm. So and he's still putting up very real numbers. I think he is finding a bit of a rebirth in Pittsburgh that he did not find when he was in Denver. And so you're always concerned about the kind of stuff that Russell Wilson is able to pull together. Yet at the same time, the combination of this Ravens offense, which when it is clicking, it is seriously like a video game.
Yeah.
You literally just don't know what angle they're going to come at you. And you have a strong defense. I think one of the key questions that I know I'm going to be watching is how Kyle Hamilton, because I do think, Kyle Hamilton and his presence does matter on that defense. But at the same time, this is going to be fascinating. And it's going to be the first time that we're going to see Queen back in Baltimore. So that's gonna be fascinating.
Yeah, a lot of sub angles in this thing.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's spread out to the rest of the league here. A lot of big games this weekend. I don't know that this is going to be a hard pick for you, but I just want to let you enjoy saying what you'd like here. The Texans are playing the Cowboys.
Texans going to blow these boys out. I mean, hey, here's the thing. I mean, the one good thing I can tell you about the Commanders' loss last night is that they have the Cowboys next week. I mean, that's got, for all Commanders fans, that's got to make you smile. These Cowboys, they can't get right. And so this is as long as Cooper Rush is under center. I'm not going to pick the Cowboys to win.
I like that.
Period and full stop.
Hey,
don't matter who they're playing.
Governor,
they're going to lose their bye week.
Damn. Talking with Maryland Governor Wes Moore here. Gov, there's been a lot of stadium discussion in the news. In the off chance that a new stadium gets built, can you just make sure that one end zone isn't facing due west? Do you think you make sure you take care of that at least?
I like that. That's right. A good idea. I'm gonna talk to the contractor.
Yeah, let them know. All right. What about this? Is an interesting one because that NFC West is kind of a mess. But
yeah,
San Fran's getting healthy. If they can get hot, kind of down the stretch, you got Seahawks, Niners.
Yeah, that actually is going to be a good game. And you know, it's amazing watching the difference that one person and their reemergence can make. And I think we saw that with Christian McCaffrey last week. I mean, he just looked really good in his first game back. And I expect he's only going to get stronger as he continues to get into the rotation. And so, you know, I just haven't I haven't seen from Geno Smith. And granted, Geno Smith, again, I think he's a fine NFL quarterback. And I think the Seahawks have put together some good streaks, but they haven't been able to win the big game. And I think this is the big game. This is a very, very big game for them. So I think when you're watching a healthier 49ers team, coupled with the fact that the Seahawks just haven't been able to pull together a really marquee win, I think you got to go with the 49ers on this one.
Yeah, it feels that way, and especially with their defense and everything they can do. So, listen, the biggest game of the weekend for you is probably Ravens-Steelers. The biggest game of the weekend for the country, if it's not Ravens-Steelers, is going to be Chiefs-Bills. And, you know, everybody remembers what that game was like, whatever that playoff game was 3-4 years ago when Mahomes was able to score with 13 seconds left. It's a big one again this weekend. It's going to be fun to watch. What do you like, Kansas City versus Buffalo?
This is going to be such a good game. And it's going to be a really good game also because if you look at just the schedule, if the Chiefs win this one, they really might go undefeated because this might be one of the toughest games they have left on their schedule. And so I think the Chiefs understand what's at stake. I think you're talking about a team that literally has not lost in like a calendar year. I mean, think about it. Hmm. You know, they ran through the playoffs, won the Super Bowl, and haven't lost a regular season game, and we're now in the middle of November. It's been almost a calendar year since these guys have lost.
Yeah.
So they're just a complete anomaly right now. However, they're going up to Buffalo. Josh Allen is on a serious hot streak right now that I don't think you can I don't think that you can boo-poo, and the team is actually relatively healthy, all things considered. And the Bills are just playing really good football right now. And again, they're in Buffalo. So I'm going with the upset on this one. Mm. I think that the Bills beat the Chiefs.
Oh wow. All right. Gov, I'm curious. You're a busy man. You're the governor of a state. You probably get invited to conferences and ribbon cuttings and stuff all over the place. You've got a young family on a Sunday like this, where your team has the biggest game in the 1 o'clock window. Then you've got, I know you're a real football fan. You've got Chiefs Bills at 4:30. Like, how much football will you get to watch?
Oh, I get to watch football. I mean, my team knows Sunday during the fall. That's like sacrosanct, man. We're not putting stuff on there. That whole time, it is just red zone. It is, well, when the Ravens are playing, I'll actually watch the full game. But except for that, it is red zone. It's watching all the plays. And then I will literally go back during the process of the week and when I can be able to watch plays, because I study film. I will literally go and watch film and get a better understanding of how people did. What are some trend lines I'm seeing? What are some? I mean, like, I'm telling you, when I'm done being governor, I think I want to be like a GM. So I'm just letting all these teams know I'm on the market. I'm on the market in 6 years. Just holler at me.
There you go. I mean, hey, the research shows you're 34-18 making picks in an NFL year where nobody can get anything right. Governor, as always, thank you for the time. You hit last night with the Eagles. You're going Ravens, Texans, Niners, and the upset, the Bills beating the Chiefs.
Mm.
That's right. That's right.
Thank you, Gov. We'll enjoy your weekend.
Y'all too, man.
All right,
thanks,
man.
So
take care.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore on fire. If you've been betting with the governor,
you've been
way
winning.
Up. Yo, I mean, you're way up. So I recommend doing that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.